This is Ian Pickus for WAMC News. Cooperstown, New York is gearing up for a typical summer tourism season now that COVID-19 is on the wane and cultural attractions are reopening. That includes an in-person Baseball Hall of Fame induction ceremony in September and the summer season at Glimmerglass. It also comes as the region prepares for an influx of funding from federal COVID relief. Joining me now is Village Mayor Alan Tillipaw, who has been in office since 2018. How is the village doing as we speak here in late June?
We're really excited because this does just bode so well for what we would call a normal season. We certainly were greatly impacted last year in 2020, and businesses suffered, the village suffered. So we are looking forward to welcoming visitors to our many attractions.
What's the state of the comeback? How are tax receipts, you know, hotel bookings, that kind of thing?
You know, actually, the village is in a unique situation. We don't receive any bed tax revenues. That's never been shared by the county. We get a very small percentage of sales receipts. What we sort of generate some of our tourist income from is the use of village parking facilities, that sort of thing, on a visit. And we are seeing, you know, those revenues pick up, and we're looking forward, as I say, to a really successful season for the village.
The last time I was there, it was this winter, so that's kind of before the typical busy period. If someone comes to Main Street right now or they're visiting the Hall of Fame, is Cooperstown back to normal?
No, I wouldn't say we're back to normal. I was actually down in our Doubleday Field parking lot this morning, and there's plenty of parking places, and you can park, you know, pretty much right on Main Street within a block of the hall. So it is picking up, but I wouldn't say we're at, you know, the capacity that we've seen in past years.
How did you take the news that the Baseball Hall of Fame is going to revert to a normal, as much as normal can be this year, induction ceremony in September? Originally, it was going to be a limited event, and now that COVID restrictions are lifting, it's going to be the general audience on the lawn that we've seen in years past.
I think it's incredibly exciting, particularly for the 2020 inductees who will sort of finally get their day in the sun in the village of Cooperstown. I know everyone in the community is quite excited by that, there will be a well-attended public event, even though it's on a Wednesday in September. I think that we're anticipating a very nice turnout to welcome the inductees.
A lot of businesses are saying that they're having a hard time getting staffed back up. Hiring is a concern. Is that the case in Cooperstown?
You know, we haven't seen that as much. You know, we have a lot of high school students who suffered last year when our village parks weren't open, when, you know, certain restaurants didn't open, when tourist attractions didn't open. They suffered for kind of lack of employment. So, yes, there is a degree of probably trying to fill positions, but I know we've opened all our village parks this year. We're super excited. We've got all the lifeguards, caretakers we need. The village is well staffed, so I can only use that as an indicator, and we're doing well.
How is the village's housing picture as we speak?
You know, the village of Cooperstown does have a short-term rental law, so we have an annual registration, and we do have owner-occupied establishments and a few earlier ones that are kind of grandfathered. So there is certainly that's been addressed in the village. We're super excited about projects that do include more housing. To say that the pandemic was good for the real estate market, there were a lot of homes that were snatched up in the village of Cooperstown. I think people realize, you know, all the benefits of a community like Cooperstown, which offers cultural benefits, a great medical facility, so many opportunities for a really nice way of life.
What would you say your top priority is for the rest of the year as mayor?
You mentioned early on that the American Recovery Plan of funds will be rolling in. You know, interestingly, Cooperstown's a very small community. We're less than 1,800. So that puts us in a non-entitlement unit, as it's called. And although the Village of Cooperstown is unique because it does gain revenue and we are an incredible economic engine for Central New York as far as the tourism industry, which benefits so many and brings in millions, the Village of Cooperstown is, you know, based on our population, we are not going to see a lot of recovery funds. So what we're focused on is we've been very successful in some grant opportunities, and we're going to be focused on implementing a lot of the projects that we have ongoing in the village that, you know, include major improvements to Village Hall for greater accessibility, completion of the Doubleday Field Historic Project with the construction of a third base building and bleachers, et cetera. So we have a lot of projects that we will be working on in the next few years.
So how does that work? If the federal COVID relief is coming to the county, will the county distribute some of that to the village, or are you just not going to get any funds?
It's different. If you are a large city, like over 50,000, or a county, you are getting your funds directly from the federal government. In fact, our county, Otsego County, has already received about $5.5 million of the ultimately about $11 million that they will get. It comes in two funding streams, one this year and then one 12 months later. For the Village of Cooperstown, which is a non-entitlement unit and, you know, small townships, at first we were told that those funds would be coming via our a township. But we've now know, and we've completed all the paperwork, the funds go from the federal government to the Office of the State Comptroller and will then be distributed to the non-entitlement units. Even at this point, they can't tell us what exactly we'll be receiving, but there are indications of the amount that would be coming to the township, and the Village of Cooperstown is mostly in the town of Otsego. So we know what they're going to get, and we know our percentage of the population in the township. So we know it's not a huge amount. It's probably less than a quarter of what we lost in revenue last year.
So how will you make up the difference?
We made up the difference because the Village of Cooperstown fiscal year is June 1st through May 31st. So last year, when the pandemic began closing things down in March, we'd already sort of put together a budget, and we quickly revised it, and anticipating about $800,000 in lost revenues, which is pretty much what we did suffer. And we now are in the next budget year, June 1st, 2021-22 budget year. And we, again, we're conservative in our estimates. We're hopeful there are now signs that some of our conservative estimates, you know, will be will receive better funding than that. But we were just one of those ones that sort of fell in a niche where we're not getting some unique funds to replace what truly a tourism community like the Village of Cooperstown, you know, generates for everyone else.
Sounds like the pandemic really complicated your job in some ways.
You know, it perhaps our funding streams, but I have to tell you that I have a very good board of trustees. I have a very committed staff in the Village of Cooperstown. And, you know, I think we've navigated it very successfully.
That's Mayor Ellen Tillipa of the Village of Cooperstown, New York. Thank you so much for taking this time and explaining it all to us.
Thank you.